Hello everyone, you're very welcome along on this latest audio walk from open country with me, Tom. You join me on what is a very autumnal feeling day today. Although it's the middle of August as I'm recording this, it feels more like either the end of September or even early October. We're faced with quite a densely overcast sky. And there's a bit of a chill in the air as well. I put my waterproof jacket on thinking that it might just start raining at some point. But actually, even though it's not raining, I'm glad of the extra layer. I might be still wearing my shorts, but just having a bit more protection up top is not going amiss today. So the plan for this walk is to head out towards Beaver Dyke Reservoir, which, although it's not very well known, it's in quite a well-known area. We're not too far from the town of Harrogate, which I know is familiar to a lot of you, as Open Country is based there. But it's also very close to Swinsty and Fewston reservoirs as well, which I'm sure many of you have heard of those or even been yourselves to those locations. But Beaver Dyke is probably one of those forgotten little areas around this little patch, which is why I like coming here, because it's always a lot quieter than the counterparts that lie in close proximity here in the upper end of the Washburn Valley. So although it's overcast, a bit chilly and feeling quite autumnal, hopefully that will provide us with a bit of atmosphere on this walk today. And I know that this is a very atmospheric place. I have been here quite a few times throughout the seasons. Remember the last time I came, the autumn colours were out and it was absolutely spectacular. But I've been here when it's been absolutely beautiful weather with warm blue skies and the reservoir has been like a mill pond. I don't think it'll be like that today because there is a bit of a breeze. But it is one of those places that just exude atmosphere. And hopefully we'll pick up on a bit of that today. So I suppose it's that time again where we put our best foot forward and crack on with this latest audio walk. Now we may have only just started this audio walk, but it's already been quite eventful. We've started from the Sun Inn, which is a lovely little country inn on the main road between Farnley, near Otley, and I suppose eventually it runs via the crossroads between the A59 and Menwith Hill towards Pateley Bridge, and we suppose about a quarter of a way along it. From the pub, just walked through a little hamlet of cottages, and one of the cottage owners there has a flock of peacocks, which is an amazing bird if you've not come across one before. They are, the males in particular, a bright, vibrant, iridescent blue, quite large birds with a little crest on their heads. And as a mating ritual, they fan their tails out, which is absolutely spectacular if you get the chance to see it. I've only been privy to a peacock doing that on a few occasions during my life at various different stately homes. My grandma and granddad used to live in Warwick and they had quite a few peacocks at Warwick Castle. So I remember them coming into the garden at their house a few times and giving us a nice display of that wonderful tail. The females, in comparison, are quite drab birds. A bit more brown and, well, not as impressive as the males, let's say. But yes, anyway, I've got a bit sidetracked by that peacock. So from there, we've just walked across a series of fields. You may have heard a bit of a clanking sound in the background. There's a few farmers servicing a little wind turbine that's providing electricity to one of the local farms here. And we've come up to this stile, which is handily gated off. Looks like the farmers don't want people to walk through here, even though it's a designated footpath. And to be honest, looking at the other side, the bridge is slanting to one side over the little beck in front of us. And then on the top of the hill where we're meant to be walking, there looks a very frisky herd of inquisitive cows. So I'm wondering whether to deviate the route slightly so we get a nice, calmer passage. There is a gate down there that I think we ought to try, so let's head down there now. Well, that was a bit of an interesting detour. As I went through the gate that was open at the bottom of the field, I then found myself in another field which was just surrounded by barbed wire. There didn't seem to be any other way in or out. So I've decided to backtrack a little bit and deviate the route a little bit more than I was expecting to deviate from it originally. But that's not to the walk's detriment. Even though I do feel like now I've walked a lot further than I maybe should have done, as we're nearly back at the Sun Inn from where we started. But I have, on the plus side, walked through this beautiful field of Herdwick sheep. They're very hardy breed of Herdwicks. You'd usually see them in the Lake District. They are a native breed to the lakes. And they're lovely looking sheep with white heads and faces, and then often grey to dark brown, almost black bodies in some of them. But farmers like them because they can just let them go and do their own thing. They don't necessarily have to bring them in to shear them because their coat just molts naturally. So which is why you would usually see them roaming the Lakeland fells. And just to add an extra little plus point to this walk, it has just started raining. Well, things can only get better, as they say, so let's carry on along the path that's going to head into the woodland and out towards the Beaver Dyke Valley. Ah, this is much more like it. I'm on much more familiar territory now. We've made it onto the path that's known as the Dalesway Link Path, which links the town of Harrogate to the start of the Dalesway in Ilkley, which then stretches through the Yorkshire Dales and out to Bowness in the Lake District, where you'll probably see a few more of those Herdwick sheep. We've now found a little ditch that we're walking along. It's a bit overgrown in places and a bit boggy, but nothing like the barbed wire and blocked off paths that we were experiencing before. And at the top of the slope on our left hand side, there's another herd of cows, although they look a lot more placid than the last lot that we encountered, just nibbling at the grass as swallows dart in between them, picking up the insects that are being disturbed by the cows in the grass. To be honest, I smelt them and heard them before I actually saw them. I'm sure you all know what the smell of cows smells like. And that chomping on the grass is carrying quite nicely on the breeze. You can see some of them have got tags on their legs. I'm sure they're not due to an asbo or something like that. I think they're there to count how many steps the cows do, so the farmers can track their progress. We're heading deeper into this lovely area of woodland now as well. There's an area of deciduous trees on my right-hand side. I'm standing under this proud-looking oak that's obviously hundreds of years old. You can just about see the acorns forming, ready to drop and expand the oak's empire in the autumn. Anyway, I know this because I've done this path many times before, as I've said, but just a little bit further around a couple more bends, we'll be faced with a wonderful view over Beaver Dyke Reservoir. So let's carry on to that point now. It's a very undulating path, is this. It's got some history to it as well. There's tumble-down dry stone walls at either side, and the stumps of ancient trees that have been carved out to forge the route. There's also gnarly-looking gateposts that look very weathered indeed, that have no longer any gates attached to them. In fact, one behind me here is just laying on the floor, being taken over by the undergrowth and the grasses. I'm sure it's just an old farm track, but I'm sure it's seen a lot in its history, throughout the history of the farming industry in this area. The reason that I've stopped in this particular place is that I've just caught the first glimpse of the reservoir through the trees. As I predicted earlier on, there's no reflections. It looks quite bobbly as the breeze caresses its surface, creating these intricate ripples. In comparison to the other reservoirs of Swinstey, Fewston and Lindley Wood, which was recently a location for one of these audio walks, it's quite small. You do a longer walk to get to this one, rather than around it like you would do the others. But it's equally as impressive in its own right. As I say, very quiet. I've just seen one person walking a dog and that's it. If I was walking around Swinstey or Fewston, I probably would have been seeing every person in the Harrogate district, as it is quite a popular dog walking route and just a general walking route for many people who live in the area. But here it is very, very peaceful indeed. And coming under the cover of the trees has just taken away the hum of the main road in the background. You do really feel like you're off the beaten track. Now, I know if I carry on along here that there is a viewpoint with a bench, which after that little diversion, I think my feet and legs are ready for. So let's carry on until that point, where hopefully we'll get an even better view of this magnificent reservoir. Ah, there we go, we've made it. Let's take the weight off our feet for a little while and sit on this wonderful bench overlooking the Beaver Dyke Reservoir and the valley stretching out into the distance beyond. It really is a beautiful spot in front of us. We've got bracken stretching out down towards a dry stone wall that's lining the banks of the reservoir. And then beyond that, there's a slightly drier patch. There is quite a lot of weed that I can see on the surface of the reservoir, making it look a muddy green colour. And a patch of muddy ground at the bank of the reservoir. I can just make out some geese just standing on the rough ground. And beyond that, if I follow the line of the dry stone wall, it meanders its way down through the valley, back from where we've come from. And right at the other side, I can just about make out the top of what I believe is Timble Moor. It is quite hazy today with this overcast sky, but I'm sure if the sun was out, you'd be able to make out the beautiful, vibrant purple of the heather on the moor in the distance. I can also just about see the top of the telecommunications tower at Norrod Edge, which I'm sure I've mentioned many a time before on these audio walks, as it is quite a beacon for your attention across the whole of the landscape in this area, right from where I live, over on the outskirts of Leeds, all the way up the valley towards Ilkley and that way as well. It really is a standout marker to remind you where you are. And then as I look in the opposite direction, down towards the dense pine woods that stretch out towards actually the pine woods at Harrogate. If you were to follow this path all the way along, you'd get to Harlow Carr Gardens eventually. But in the close vicinity, you can just about make out the dam wall of the reservoir, which is being lapped by, as I say, this rippled water. Every so often you can hear the air punctuated by the birds that are swimming about on the water. I am quite a distance up, so I'm squinting to try and make out exactly what species they are, but there's definitely a coot dabbling around in the shallows at the edge of the lake. I call it a lake, it is a reservoir. And I think they may just be some mallards as well in the centre, just going about their daily dabbling. Anyway, it's been a lovely rest, but I think we ought to press on down towards the dam wall that I've just mentioned of the reservoir, where we will meet the Pinewood area before turning back and looping round back towards the Sun Inn from where we started. Hopefully with no detours this time. So here we are on the dam wall of the reservoir. Compared to the other walls in this area of Swinsteith, Euston, Linley Wood and Thrust Cross a bit further up the Washburn Valley, it's not quite as impressive. It's just a grassy bank really, heading down towards some dense overgrown foliage. I do believe that the view in front of us now, which the end of which I can just about make out the tops of the trees of the pine woods in Harrogate, used to be another reservoir that's since dried up. Maybe when it's really wet it will fill up again, but now it's just home to, as I say, lots of grasses, a few willow trees and other little bits of growth, and the service track for the Beaverdyke Reservoir itself as well. Would have been quite impressive to see more water stretching out in years gone by. Anyway, I think it's about time now that we continued our loop round, and instead of looking down on the reservoir as we were from the path on the way out, the next path should give us an alternative view as we stay reasonably close to the reservoir edge. The path that we've just been walking along is definitely a lot more exposed than the one at the other side of the reservoir. It's definitely lacking in tree cover to protect my recording device from the sound of the breeze, which is why I haven't really done much recording on this path, or else you would have been deafened by the background sounds. So we have reached the other end of the reservoir now, and as I look across from now the dry stone wall on the bank, across the weedy area that I was mentioning earlier, I can just make out the bench that we were sat on earlier on the other side of the reservoir on the hill from which we had that magnificent view. On the top of the hill at the side that we're on now, that we've just walked underneath, you can just about make out the remains of a castle. Apparently it's called John O'Gaunt's Castle. It's on private land, so unfortunately we can't go and take a closer look. But it looked reasonably impressive, even though it's nowadays just a pile of stones. But it's an impressive pile of stones all the same. I noticed that there was a little tunnelled archway leading to what looked like the foundations of a castle keep. You can see the way that the land around it has been carved out by the people who obviously built it many moons ago. Anyway, as the breeze continues to pick up and I feel a few more spots of that rain, I think we ought to make our way back up onto the main Dalesway link path and head back to where we started from. There's a flock of Canada geese flying over there in a Red Arrows-like display. That's lovely to see. Anyway, we're on the final leg of our little walk. Now we've come out from underneath the trees and we're heading back up what I seem to remember is quite a boggy path, so I'm glad I'm wearing my walking boots and heading back up towards the Sun Inn from where we started the walk. That distinctive hum of the main road is now apparent once again in my ears, which is calling me back towards my car and my route home. As I pass the little hamlet near the pub on the way back, I'm just going to check in with the peacocks again and see if they're ready and raring to give me one of their displays, although it usually tends to happen when you're least expecting it, so they probably won't. They'll probably think, oh, it's far too breezy and chilly for me to do anything today. I'm just happy pecking around in the garden. There is a bit of sun trying to come through, actually. A little light patch of cloud above. The rain has stopped, which is a good thing. Of course, we are just finishing, so usually times its way that way, doesn't it? But anyway, thank you very much for joining me on this audio walk today. I do hope you've enjoyed our little wander around Beaver Dyke Reservoir. It is, as I say, a lovely, quiet, serene spot. And if you don't get lost, or at least get blocked off by a farmer fencing off a stile, then it really is a lovely, pleasant walk. So until next time, thank you ever so much for listening, and goodbye.